Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
On News Talk.
And this is Anton in for Pat on the Pat Kenny Show. Gareth Mullins, executive chef at the Marker Hotel, joins us with another mouth-watering recipe. This time it is delicious cottage pie with champ mash crust. Gareth, good morning.
How's it going?
A classic.
It is a classic, and I've been talking about barbecues now for weeks and weeks and weeks, but the kids are going back to school and people are starting college, so I said I better do something that's a little bit more homely and also that can be done in advance. So
and you can make buckets of it and keep it for like a week.
It wouldn't make any sense to me for somebody to make a single version of this recipe, so this is definitely one that you're going to batch cook. I'll give you the ingredients first. So you're going to need 500 grams of lean beef mince, 2 carrots, 2 onions, 2 cloves of garlic and 3 sticks of celery. You need 3 tablespoons of tomato puree, little bit of oil to saute off the mince in, tablespoon of mixed herbs, so any dried herbs that you have in the press is grand, tin of tomatoes, glass of red wine, that's optional, if you had it, it just gives the sauce a little bit more body, a couple of bay leaves from the garden if you have them, and then 200 grams of frozen peas and the magic ingredient Worcestershire sauce. This is that gives you that lovely kind of tart background flavour that's in a cottage pie, and then 250ml of chicken stock. So to make the crust, you're going to need 600 grams of rooster potatoes because they're good for making mash, 100 grams of butter, 80 mils of cream, and some spring onions. So yeah, it's a little bit luxurious. You're looking across at me there going, huh? On a Tuesday. No, that's just to give, and you know, the butter and cream help it get that beautiful crust in the oven, so that it's the fat and the butter and the cream that lets it go. And cottage pie for me is about that real crunchy bit at the top. So the spring onions are just a little bit of an Irish twist to make the champ. So to make it, you need a medium heavy based pan, get it nice and hot, little bit of oil in there, and then you're going to put in the mince. And this is probably the most common mistake that people make. You have to really fry that mince, so at the start it'll drop the temperature in the pan, keep the heat up nice and hot, and then break it up with a wooden spoon, and naturally the juices will start to come out of the mince. Don't panic, let that happen. And what we want to do is all that juice that comes out of the mince, we want that to turn into steam and evaporate, and then it'll start to fry, and that's where the flavour comes. So you start to fry that mince and caramelise it. So think of it like when you sear a steak and it gets nice and crunchy on the outside. We want it, the mince needs to be that colour,
so
when it's
not
finished.
Not grey, brown.
Not grey, exactly. You want it to caramelise. Now, I know I'm labouring that point a little bit, but that's what's going to give the sauce that wonderful beefy flavour and make it nice and rich. After we've done that, take the mince out, put it on a plate. Then you sauté off your vegetables, so your onions and your carrots and garlic and celery. 2 minutes until it's soft. Then we add in our tomato paste. This is important. Cook that out, because the tomato paste, when it's not cooked, can tend to be a little bit bitter. But if you just fry it off for a minute, it fixes that. Then if you're putting red wine in, throw a glass of red wine in, reduce that down. Then back in with the mince, the chicken stock and the tomato. Pop the lid on and cook it for about 40 minutes. And what we're really making here is a beef ragu. So at that point, you've really made a bolognese sauce. To turn it into a cottage pie, then take the lid off, and then you get your have a taste of it, and then you're going to add in your Worcestershire sauce, taste it again, and you'll feel it changing from a bolognese into a cottage pie. And then you just throw in the frozen peas, make sure the seasoning is correct, salt and pepper. I talk about it every week. Then it goes into a dish that we can pop into the oven, so an oven proof dish, let it cool down and pop it in the fridge. The reason why we do that is when we put the mash on, it's just easier if it's cold, because otherwise you end up with this. It all mixes together and it looks like baby
sludge.
Food. Exactly, sludge, good word. So yeah, when it's cooled down, you add the mash on the top. If you want to get fancy, you can put the mash in a piping bag and pipe it on. That's what we do in a restaurant or a hotel situation. But at home, dollop it on, back of a fork, run it along it. The reason why we do that is so when the heat is in the oven, it catches the little bits and the crunchy little bits that we spoke about. And then that's it. I love to serve it with some steamed broccoli or some sautéed cabbage or a few more peas on the side. That's it. It's
delicious.
Easy.
Do you need to do anything to thicken the sauce, or is it okay as is?
That's a brilliant question. If you take the lid off and you feel that it's not thick enough, hurry the heat up and then you just reduce the sauce down. All that means is, when you hear chefs saying that, all we're doing is we're making the water that's in whatever you're cooking disappear, and then it will thicken up because of the tomato puree, and the mince will help it thicken up as well. So that's it. Delicious.
You're a hell of a man, Gareth. That is Gareth Mullins, who is, of course, the executive chef at the Marker Hotel. And as usual, you bind that up on your own Instagram.
I think I have a recipe for a lasagna up there which shows you how to cook them in. So it's Gareth Mullins. Yeah, you'll find that on my Instagram.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.